Dire Adventures of Biggles. When Biggles hears that Von Stahlein's gang kidnapped Bertie and Jim, she is furious. The fact that Zolotov, the leader of the crooks, released the captives makes no difference. Biggles is determined to even the score. He recognizes, too, that the crook's blundering has given him a tremendous advantage. If his enemies can be thrown into jail, he can continue his search for the missing papers unhindered. It is approaching midnight when Biggles and Algy, with Colonel Summers and a squad of his police, visit Von Stahlein's hotel. To Biggles' disgust, a sleepy porter tells them that both Von Stahlein and Zolotov have checked out. While this is going on, Bertie and Ginge accompany Sergeant Tom Haymans with another police party to Napoleon Morgan's house in the Kingston slums.
Oh, looks as if we'll have to force our way in, Tom. Nobody's very keen on answering the door.
It won't do them any good. My men have surrounded the house. No one will be able to escape.
Perhaps the blighters are planning to turn on a bit of a stoush. That Napoleon character seems mighty keen on whirling his jolly old razor around, what?
He'll run into trouble if he tries it on my chaps.
Bash on the door again, Tom. We can't waste all night.
What do you want? Why you make all this noise on my door, eh?
Please, I'm Sergeant Haymans. I want you to take me to Napoleon Morgan at once. Please.
Napoleon Morgan? I don't know what you talk about. This is my house.
If you don't take us to him, we'll have to find him ourselves. Now move aside.
No, you don't. Hey, stop pushing. Yeah. This is my house. Don't you push me.
I'm very sorry, but this is important. We have to come in. Now, please, don't try to block us anymore.
You are a lot of dirty pigs to push into a girl's house like this. There is no one here. I don't know this Napoleon Morgan.
I'm most frightfully sorry to contradict you, Miss, ma'am, but we were here earlier tonight, and Napoleon told us himself that it was his home.
You here? Oh, he say only the other white man...
You admit you know him, then?
No. No, he say nothing. I don't know Napoleon.
Now, that's enough arguing. Upstairs, you said his room was, didn't you, Ginge?
That's right, the first door on the
landing. You don't go upstairs. I don't let you. You go away from house.
Please, we're going to search this house until we find Napoleon Morgan. Now, will you move away from that stairway?
No. No, you don't go up there. And if you come near me, I use this razor.
Good grief, not another one.
Sure. I know how to use a razor. Napoleon, show me.
Oh, confound her, I don't want to use force.
I say, old Peach Blossom, what's your name?
Josephine. What do you want to know?
Josephine. As beautiful as a spring flower. You know, old dear, I'll bet with a name like that you're musical.
Oh, sure. I like music.
Do you now? I say, how positively spiffing. I'm absolutely lunatic about it. I play the hunting horn, you know.
Hunting horn? I never hear the hunting horn.
Oh, your life isn't complete. Now, that's something we must rectify forthwith. Meet old Harriet. She's my hunting horn.
Hmm?
Hmm, bit very dark here. Come over where there's more light and I'll show it to you. Oh, Harriet has a wonderful tone, you know, beautiful chest notes. I've been thinking your calypso bands could do with a Harriet-like toot. I mean to say, what do you want to do...
What the deuce is he up to?
He's a smart boy, Bertie. Notice how he's edged her away from us.
Oh, I get it.
Wait till she turns her back. Now, come on, upstairs.
Oh, look, I'm sure it's really quite easy. Now, look here. You simply put your mouth against this little piece here, and then blow. Would like to try a toot?
Oh, sure, I like that. Can I?
Absolutely, yes, that's the whole idea. There you are. Now, blow.
Oh, it's no good. It don't sound pretty.
Oh, Harriet, old darling, you aren't trying. You do it for Uncle Bertie. Show the nice lady how you can really toot. Now, one, two...
Oh, you're funny, mister. Your music, that's funny, too. Doesn't it make you... Hey, where do you go? You, up there. You come downstairs. I tell you not to do that.
Now hold your horses, old
you
thing.
Keep away. You trick me. You are not funny. You are a dirty pig.
Oh, I say, don't go
I
too
I get
far.
You for this. I'm coming upstairs, too. You wait. I'm coming with my razor.
You needn't bother. We're on our way down.
Where's Napoleon?
He's gone. The place is empty.
What do I tell you, eh? There is no one but me.
We'll search the bottom floor, too, before we go.
But you don't find him. Napoleon is too smart for you white pigs. He get away before you come. So you don't find him. You never find Napoleon.
Well, that's all we can do about it. The rest is up to Colonel Summers and his blokes.
Tom left a guard on Morgan's house in case he comes back. But I don't think he will.
The Maison Respiro's guarded too, but it's only a formality. Those blokes have gone into smoke.
We left it too long before going after them. They'll stay out of sight while ever the search is on.
The police will never see them again?
The Jamaican police, possibly, old trout. But what about the jolly old air police? Us?
We'll see them. From now on, they'll be flat out to find those missing papers of Hagen's. And they'll be gunning for us at the same time. Summer's blokes may hunt for von Stahlhein and his pals, but we are the ones who'll hear from them. I've no doubt whatever about that.
Beautiful place this, you know.
Hmm.
Oh, I say, cheer up, old bean. It's a lovely morning. We're on the jolly old job again. There's positively no reason to be glum about life.
I'm not glum. Just thoughtful. I'll be that way until we've safely scotched von Stahlhein and found those papers. I can't help wondering when and how he's going to strike again.
We might find him waiting for us at Rumcake Haven again.
He won't risk that, Algy. Too much chance of being nabbed by the local police.
Since when did von Stahlhein worry about a risk? From what I've heard of his pals, they won't suffer from cold feet either. We'd better be on the alert when we go into the house.
Well, trot out the old alerts and polish them up ready for use. Rumkeg Haven coming up.
Yes.
Do you know who lives in the house next door, Biggles? The one we just passed? He might be able to tell us something about Hagen.
It belongs to a Commander Evans, I believe. RN, retired. He's already been questioned, but he didn't know much at all.
It's funny, living next door like that.
Oh, righto, sausages, all out. And have those alerts standing by. The old house looks mighty mysterious this morning.
Have your guns standing by. And the minute we're inside the house, spread out and search through every room. We can't afford to be taken by surprise on this job.
There's no one here, Biggles. We checked right through the house.
Absolutely. Even Ulysses checked. So you know there's no possible chance of error.
Good. That'll allow us to get down to work.
Find the missing papers.
If possible, but I don't think they'll be here. What we must look for are clues which will lead us to their hiding place. Here, all have another look at this map. You might spot something that links with it.
That's the map found by the letter to von Stahlhein?
Yes.
A pear with a dot off one end. Ulysses, don't feel very hopeful about that, you know.
It'll do to start our search. All clear on it?
Yes,
Biggles.
Righto, get cracking. I'll be in the study if you find anything.
Any luck, old sausage?
Couldn't find a thing. I went through the bedrooms and a couple of empty rooms, but I didn't see anything even vaguely like a clue.
Me neither. The man is entirely in the hands of old Biggles and Ginge here in the study.
There doesn't seem to be anything here either. Come and help me with the desk, Bertie.
Oh, what do you want to do? Twirl it round on your little finger?
It may have a secret compartment. You take the back while I look behind the drawers.
You know... Say, not much in here, isn't there? You know, there's one thing in this room that's got me getting.
What's that?
Look.
No, wait a minute. Pull it
this
out.
This egg on the mantelpiece.
Out of it.
What's it doing in here?
Yes, you'd think he'd take it into the kitchen, wouldn't you? Although he might have collected eggs.
But he'd have blown out the contents if he was a collector.
Wait a minute.
I used to keep them myself when I was a kid, but I've never seen one like this before.
Well, take it over to the French doors. There's more light there.
Just this little drawer to finish.
You might find something about it that'd help.
Here we are.
Look, it's about three times the size of a hen's egg.
Oh. Odd chalky white, isn't it?
Yes,
but there's nothing to help us.
Well, I say, look here, what have you trouts got a hold of?
This. What do you make of it?
Oh, omelettes is a real old sausage. Looks uncommonly like an egg.
Of course it's an egg, but what's it doing in Hagen's study?
Well, maybe he was expecting a little one. Hmm? Oh, I say, better watch out, Albine. A chick might pop out in your hand.
Nothing in the desk. We might as well call it a day, chaps. I'm growing peckish.
Well, you can try Ginger's egg. He's just laid one.
Oh, put it back on the mantelpiece, Ginger. I can't stand the heavy humour.
We'll hop back to the hotel and try to think up another line of approach.
Over lunch, what? Mm. We lissies always feel that a spot of lunch helps the old brain cells.
There's one thing we might try before we go back, Biggles.
Oh, what's that?
This bird, Commander Evans, who lives next door.
He's already been questioned by the local police. MI5, too, probably.
I know that, but there's always the chance that we'll pick up something they missed. We've nothing to lose by popping in on him. He's only 100 yards away.
Sizzling sausages!
What is it?
The French doors! There was a face peering in, a horrible, leering face.
Oh, you're dreaming. There's no one there now.
Wait a minute! Yes! Yes, there is! Running for the road! It's Morgan! Napoleon Morgan! After him, chaps!
There is a threat in the presence of the Negro crook. Will the flyers overtake Morgan? What was he doing at Rum Keg Haven? Be listening for the next thrilling chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.